Welcome to Restaurant Aquavit. My name is Marcus Jernmark. I'm the executive chef here, and today I'm going to take you through my kitchen. We're going to take a closer look at the herring preparations for upcoming herring festival starting June 14th through June 26th. So when we receive herring at Aquavit, it comes in pickled fillets. It's basically a wine herring, but it's also the basic of this herring is called salt herring. What we do on our end is that we're cutting the belly fillet, the belly off. We're portioning it, and then we're marinating it. Our base pickling brine is called 1-2-3. It's made with one part Swedish vinegar, two parts sugar, and three parts water. And we add aromatics and root vegetable to it. We let the fish infuse in this for a couple of weeks. That's why you gotta stay ahead and start early. Our herring sampler varies from season to season, but I'd like to have at least one pickled herring, one creamy, and of course, the so necessary mustard herring. The mustard herring is considered a creamy or emulsified herring. We make it out of the pickled herring, like we do with the other ones as well. Creamy horseradish. Horseradish might be one of my favorite roots and the most important infusement in my kitchen. In this case, tribute to season, I made a pickled roomups with ramps. I made a salsa verde with a ramp. And roomups is a fatty herring from the Baltic Sea. We pickle it in a 1-2-3 together with fresh ramp stems. Västerbotten cheese. And boiled locally farmed potatoes. In Sweden, we eat herring more or less throughout the year, but there are certain holidays in Sweden where we eat herring more than ever. And the biggest one, I would say, is Midsummer Eve, the longest day of the year. That's when we break down the tables, pull out the chairs, and eat herring like never before. The herring sampler is one of the composed dishes that we serve in the bistro. This is a way for us to serve something for the beginner, maybe?
Okay.
Or the lover. It depends on how you put it. But this is something that you can get a tour of different types of herrings. Mustard herring is a very composed dish. It's a very balanced dish, and I love it. It's my favorite herring. It's served with sour cream, minced red onion, pickled yellow beets, and the chives. For me, that's a very, very typical Swedish herring dish. Chives, yes, the pickled beets, no. But the pickled beets really brings a fourth dimension to the dish. It comes with that little sweetness that balances the entire dish. Here is our horseradish infused pickled herring. It's a dish that we serve in the dining room for lunchtime, and it's a very composed, I think it speaks for itself. It speaks for spring, it speaks for summer. It's a lot of colors, it's a lot of flavors, it's a lot of contrasts, and it's visually beautiful. The presentation for the dishes itself, it can be something like this. For Herring Week, we also offer this smorgasbord, which is our extensive buffet, where we offer more than 10 different types of preparation of herring. And it's an all-you-can-eat buffet with everything from smoked salmon to gravlax, to meatballs, cold cuts, and of course, a lot of herrings. Let me just say something about eating a lot.
Okay.
The aquavit started with digestion. It's just like a pastis in southern Europe, as an apfelkorn in the eastern Europe. This is about getting your digestion started. But it's also a lovely condiment to your herring. And that's why you're drinking the aquavit together with the beer and the smorgasbord or the herring, if you will. Aquavit's a lovely pairing, not just because it's refreshing and gives you a bite that sort of enhances the flavor, but it's also, here at Aquavit, we have over 14 different types of aquavits that we infuse in season by season, and that can also bring a fourth dimension into your palate. Well, it's simple. You take just a little bit of everything, and then you propose a toast and start your meal. Skål!